The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
As the sun falls over the horizon, the creatures of the night begin to rise. They are the night breed. They are the reason people fear the night. Welcome to the Nightbreed Show with your host,
Gubba Ghostgator,
Jackalope Radio.
There must be some way of scaring them off, driving them out, getting rid of every human being alive.
Hey, it's time for Nightbreed Show.
And I looked up and I said, whoa, what is that thing burning my eyes? It's called the sun, Zach. Oh, and had a shocking discovery. Totally behind the times.
I don't know why society has something against me. I don't know what it is.
Are you serious? You look like you just crawled out of a casket.
Wow. We just reached the level of Jacktard.
It's like, hey, dude, you're doing a commercial for peas, and he's going to treat it like it's Shakespeare. Rum Chris coaching.
They all become one unless you have an opinion, and you can shut the hell up and get out.
Well, you know, everyone has their own opinion, but the least you can do is stick to the facts.
Or stick it somewhere else.
Let us suck a Nicene from thy demon that created thy sin, suck a dust.
Okay.
And God says he hates sucky sin.
I guess.
You know that Ghost Gary, he's a funny son of a bitch.
Grandpa, you're silly.
Good evening, welcome to the Nightbreed Show. Those of you out there in Jackalope Land, Jackalope 105 FM, and thenightbreedshow.com. Tonight, PRS being owned as being a fraud, plus who's stealing the story, and a whole lot more. But first, Collective Soul with the Ghost Getter on the Nightbreed Show.
Jackalope 105 FM. wanna go for a ride. And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me.
Yes, we do. Booyah! Good evening. Welcome to the Night Breed Show. Those of you out there in Jackalope 105 FM, jackaloperadio.com, and the nightbreedshow.com. Those of you out there in the chat room tonight, welcome to the show. As always, we appreciate it. Another Friday, January 11th. And happy birthday to Curtis, my nephew, and those of you out there, a great birthday. Those of you having a birthday tonight, welcome, and happy birthday to you as well. This is the Nightbreed Show with the Ghost Getter, and we always appreciate you being here, as always, to the show tonight and in chat. Hello from England all the way to Japan. Welcome those of you in Europe, from France all the way to Germany and Ireland and Poland and everywhere else. Welcome. And those of you in Asia, welcome. Malaysia, India, China, Japan, South Korea, and the NightbreedShow.com. Welcome, Cat, my assistant, Quote the Mod, Richard720, and who would be now, Chief Spooky, which will be calling in later, Service Sid, Coco, and those of you listening that are not in chat, welcome. This is a Nightbreed Show with the Ghost Getter on Jackalope Radio, and in your car, and on your iPhone, and on your BlackBerry. Welcome to you. Tonight we got an interesting show for you. A news come out about PRS, Paranormal State, stealing money for events, of course. Plus, actually, even the good guys supposedly are stealing the story as well and using it as their own. So who really is the honest people? I don't know. I'll never know. So thank you very much for being here. Away we go. And a big fact, Texas, Dallas, Forney, Northeast Texas. Booyah! Welcome, and we appreciate it. What the hell is wrong with the world? I don't know. That's my biggest question tonight, is what is wrong with the world now? What is going on?
What is wrong with people? Are we to the point now where we just, the criminals are the ones that get justice for themselves personally, and the ones that are not criminals are the ones that get in trouble? Is it just getting to the point where we just blindly just ignore what's going on with the way things are now? Is it getting to the point where the innocent people are just not even, or just being treated like criminals now? What is up with that? I don't understand it. A veteran gets in trouble for shooting a burglar. He gets in trouble for that. Veteran gets in trouble for this. We have people being attacked because they have gun rights. They're innocent people that collect weapons, and they're being attacked. Yet we have people like Joe Biden who issued a panel of gun control people that are a gun control council. Yet one of the council members' sons have been in prison for conjuring up a scheme of he had a plan of attacking a school and murdering children and staff. And this is a guy that's on the staff of gun control. This is the kind of people that we allow, that we pat on the back, and we attack the innocent. What is going on? What is the problem with people now? I can't even. The world's turned to complete chaos. Nobody even goes after the criminals anymore. They just go after people that do nothing wrong. And frankly, it's just getting a little irritated by this whole mess of things. Of course, a lot of other weird stuff has been going on as well. Excuse me, I gotta scratch my foot. Oh. Anyway, so I'm walking into a store today, and being the fact that people seem to be, wasn't there a law passed a long time ago about people price gouging gas, especially out of these mom and pop stores? When you go down the street and gas is $3.09 or $3.17 and another one is $3.40 something, wouldn't that be price gouging? Anyway, talk about people stealing from others and getting away with basically everything. I walk in today. I took someone to the hospital today to get a checkup, and I was with Boo Boo all day for a couple of hours. So we were hanging out at the doctor's office, you know, went outside walking around. When we decided to, I took him to a convenience store around the corner to get him something to drink because he was thirsty. So I walk in there, and immediately when I'm walking in there with him, it's a pretty crummy neighborhood. It didn't used to be that way. I used to live in that area. And it's turned to complete trash over there. It's just, I don't even want to think about it. That's just how bad the place has gotten. So I go into the store, and immediately I'm already being stared at like I'm going to walk in there and steal something. And I'm with Jamie, by the way. And I go in there and I get him a little Sunny D bottle that's about $1.07. And as soon as I walk up to the register and pull out my bank card to pay for it, the woman behind the counter tells me, "Oh, it's going to be $4 if you use your card." I said, "$4? You mean to tell me that you're going to charge me $4 on top of $1.07, and altogether it's going to be $5, probably tax on about $5.50 for this little Sunny D bottle?" Yeah, you know, it's an Asian convenience store. So she wants to charge me $5 altogether for the little Sunny D bottle. I said, "Are you crazy?" I said, there's a convenience store across the street. There's one next door. There's, you know, Exxon over here. You're charging me $5, $4 to use my card. I said, you know, I told her, I said, "You know what? I'm going to go across the street where your competition is, and I'm going to buy it $4 less than what you're charging me. So I'm going to go over there across the street
to that Exxon station and buy him something to drink. And while I do that, I'm going to wave at you and let you know that I'm going to buy from your competition. No thanks, I don't want it. So I took the bottle back and I just put it in a place where I didn't care where it went. I didn't really care. And I walked out the door and just, like, I can't believe my what I just heard. I can't believe my ears. You know, this is a kid, 4 years old, that wanted something to drink that I was willing to pay for. And you're going to charge me $4 for that? So I did exactly that. I went across the street and went to the Exxon station. And when I drove up, I walked outside and I waved at the mini station across the street like, hello, look, it's your competition over here. That's exactly right, quote. That's what she said. That's exactly what she said. You'll no have. You'll fight. She said it like that. $4. It's $4. I said, what's $4? Use your card, $4. I said, oh, hell no, you didn't just tell me that. So I walked across the street and I just waved at him like, hello, competition over here. I can't believe the way people have gotten. I can't believe how much of a ripoff these little places are taking people, especially in the neighborhoods that are getting more and more run down. You know, I when I lived over there, it was owned by a different group of people. You know, it was different owners and everything. The name of the convenience store was different. And I used to go over there all the time and buy Gatorade and never had that problem before. First time in the store under new ownership, look what happens. Hey, they used to sell Faces of Death videos in that convenience store. And I think Quote knows what store I'm talking about because he tried to get me to buy some before for him. I was like, no. Quote's making some funny comments, private messages. You can tell people in chat what you're commenting me. I think it's okay, Quote. You're not going to get in any trouble. But that's true. That's exactly what happened. I cannot believe it. I had to wait 3 hours at the doctor's office, and you're trying to pull that stunt on me. Yeah, I'm driving up. I don't look like I don't have any money compared to some people that were walking in there. I had a nice vehicle. I just don't understand it. I should have yelled at her and told her, hey, that's racial profiling. You see that dollar bill that I'm paying for the Sonny D for? That guy's President Washington. And he's white. No, it was Faces of Death. That's the video that was in there. It used to be. It's not there anymore. But Quote trying to get me to buy those for him. This was back in the day. They don't sell those anymore, of course. But anyway, talking about dirty... Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. Lowe's, use your credit card and save 10% on top of a 20. Then they charge you $29 for a service fee. That's exactly what this woman was trying to do, trying to charge me $4 for a service fee. It was a debit card. It wasn't even a credit card. I should have just pulled money out of the ATM, but it probably would have charged me $10 for the ATM to use the ATM over there. So that's okay. I just went across the street to Exxon. That's all right. No problem with that. Quote. Keep leaving these funny comments. I have to ride him back because anyway. So with that said, we have people that are basically
being stupid, acting like butt munches and all that. And speaking of which, I've seen this report, and I don't know if you guys and gals have heard of this. Some of you in chat probably have. But there was a report out there, and it's reported by a woman named Susan in Florida. It doesn't give her last name, so I give her the credit. And it's from Ripoff Report, ripoffreport.com. So they first posted this. They're the ones that take the credit for this, and no one else does. Doesn't belong to Eye on the Fake Paranormal or Fake Eye on the Paranormal or Goop in the Eye Paranormal. It doesn't belong to them. It doesn't belong to SciFlake.scum. It doesn't belong to them either. It doesn't belong to any of these people. But the funny thing is, when I posted this story for people to see on my Facebook, it didn't take but a couple of hours later, they basically stole this, put it on their site, left a little bitty tiny link on it, and pretty much owned it and called it their own, which is legal for them to do that, put a little bit of link on it, giving them credit for the little bit of link, but they didn't write in words that they gave them credit. So in a way, it's legal, but still, to me, what they're doing morally is plagiarism. And like all those websites do, they always plagiarize everything. Quote just keeps posting this, these comments about the convenience store. I can't tell you what it is, but he can write it in chat if he wants, but he just doesn't want to, I guess. But, you know, they have taken it as their own, and I'm thinking, you know what, you're supposed to be helping people, because it seems to me that the whole purpose of putting this story out, and the reason I posted it, is so people can see it so they won't be getting their money stolen from them, paying for events, getting the events canceled, and not getting their money back, not getting refunded. That's the purpose, the reason I posted it. But, of course, these other websites are taking advantage of the story just to make themselves get up one ahead of anyone else. They're just as bad as the people that are taking money from others. They're just taking stories from other people morally and calling it their own. They don't even care if they're helping people or not anymore. They're just up there to make a good story and get more readers and more people following them. That's the only purpose why they're doing it. So it's ripoffreport.com, and it's their story that they posted. At least from what I'm seeing, and I can tell by the writing material and the comments they had from some of the people that have the same problem. Ryan Buell, if you know from Paranormal State, the show on A&E, Paranormal State, they had a show for about 5-6 years, and all of a sudden they ended the show, and I believe they ended the show on their own terms. It wasn't A&E. I think they just wanted to get away from it and do their own thing or whatever. And apparently, I don't know if they really wanted to do their own thing, because honestly, they're still involved in the paranormal, and they're still trying to take money from others. So it doesn't really like they said, the reason they stopped doing the shows because they're burned out on it, which I don't believe, because they're still doing paranormal events. So it reads, Ryan Buell is director of Paranormal Research Society, hereafter referenced as PRS. And for 5 seasons, he had a show on A&E TV called Paranormal State. It's been off the air for about a year. He makes money now by scheduling, selling tickets to, and sometimes having events people pay to attend. In this capacity, he has proven himself to be a thief and a liar, defrauding ticket holders of thousands of dollars and costing them even more in travel fares, hotel expenses. They have paid for events he has canceled at the last minute. Field Trip 15, The End, Orlando, Florida. On September 14, 2012, my daughter bought a ticket for PRS Field Trip 15, The End, an event which was held
on September 27th through the 30th in Orlando. She paid $308.49, including the $8.49 service charge from the online booking site Eventbrite. Since that site did not show much information where to go for registration or where to stay, my daughter thought the information would be provided either on the ticket or in an email once she purchased the ticket. It was not. I tried Facebook messaging Ryan and emailing them. I was not getting a quick response. We needed to plan where we were going to stay. I had seen one of the events was supposed to be held, be at Hard Rock Hotel in Orlando. I called the Hard Rock Hotel, and I was told that although our ticket holders had been calling and asking about the event, they knew nothing about the event. This is the staff at Hard Rock Hotel. Then I got a Facebook message back from Ryan's Facebook account from someone named Cereza, or I can't pronounce it, Cereza or whatever, who told me that some of the events and speakers were to be at the Hard Rock Hotel. I wrote a Facebook message back to Ryan's account letting him know I had called the hotel by the hotel staff, and I just lost it. Okay. Okay. Staff said they had not heard of the event other than through ticket holders. Staff hasn't heard about it. On September 23rd, my daughter got an email stating that they were moving the event to Castle Holiday Inn. We booked a room at Castle Holiday Inn in Orlando where PRS, that's a red flag right there if Hard Rock Hotel has never heard of them. We booked a room at Castle Holiday Inn in Orlando where PRS stated they would hold part of the event. We arrived at the hotel September 27th and checked in. However, the hotel staff told us that the event had been canceled. We stayed the one night and the hotel let us cancel the rest of the reservation. My daughter's additional expenses amounted to the 1 hour travel to the hotel, the one night hotel stay, and 2 days off of work. My daughter was lucky as we lived close by. Others were not so fortunate. Having arrived by plane from places like Oklahoma, Illinois, and Ontario, Canada, and having to stay at their hotels until their planes departed, their trips were far more costly. When we got into the hotel room, it had Wi-Fi. So my daughter checked her email, found the assistant director to PRS, Sergey, I can't pronounce his last name, Proberanzi, had sent her an email, Sergey, one of the members of PRS on Paranormal State, on September 26, 1 day prior to the field trip, aborting the event due to illness. I felt uncomfortable about it after reading it because it did not sound like a professional email from a reputable business. Sergey asked ticket holders to keep what he said private about the cancellation. Don't tell anybody about the event they canceled. Why? So they can keep collecting more and more money? Red flags were going up with that. The email had gone to my daughter's spam mail since she had not had a previous email from him, so she had not seen it. We had written emails to PRS after Sergey had written this email, but before we had seen it attempting to still get more information of the event, they had not responded. My daughter immediately called her credit card company and let them know the event had been canceled and that the charge should be refunded, and she was disputing it. She also let them know that we would only be spending one night at the Castle Hotel. She then sent a reply to Sergey's email, told them she wanted the cost of her ticket refunded. We left the hotel on the 28th. When he canceled the event, Sergey asked ticket holders to give him until Friday to respond. When he did not respond, my daughter sent emails to Sergey and PRS asking her credit card had been credited $308 for the cost of the ticket. On October 2nd, she received an email from Eventbrite, the company that took the order for her ticket. The email said her refund had been processed by PayPal, another ripoff, and to allow up to four business days to refund to appear on her account, the refund. This was followed on the same date, October 2nd, by an email from Sergey asking her to patience as they worked the process on the quest for a refund. On Monday, the 8th, she received another email, PRS, stating that they had received her request for a refund. They asked her to respond to the type of ticket she purchased and afterward allowed 3 to 5 business days for a request to be processed. This confused her since Eventbrite had already sent an email on the 2nd stating they had refunded her for the cost of the ticket. So neither one of them knew what the hell was going on. This was the last non-automated email my daughter received from PRS or the staff concerning her refund. From this point forward, they have failed to respond to any emails my daughter or I have sent them. On Tuesday the 9th, my daughter responded to PRS by email that she had the $300 ticket. The total with the service charge was $308. She told them about Eventbrite email stating that they were going to issue the refund and told them there had been no refund to her credit card yet. Because my daughter received an email from Eventbrite stating her refund was being processed, she was not too concerned at that point. It came the time her bill to be due the end of October. She called her credit card company and they told her that there had been no refund to her credit card. She sent emails to PRS and their staff starting October 22nd through November 16th, and they failed to respond again. They also failed to respond to the Facebook post. We tried to contact them by phone or mail, but they had no legitimate business address. Get that. No legitimate business address, even though they're holding events, taking money, and considering themselves a business, but they had no legitimate business address or phone number posted on their sales material on their website. Red flag again. We sent emails requesting business contact information and again, absolutely no response. PRS is listed as an active LLC in Pennsylvania Online Records. Their business address is listed as 507 Marjorie May Street, State College, Pennsylvania, 16803, Center County. However, a prior unhappy customer sent the police to the address who found, this is what the police found, they had moved from there years before without updating their address with the Pennsylvania State Corporations Bureau. The address where they supposed to accept process service, the PRS website states they had moved to a state college to Raleigh, North Carolina. They have also started operating under the name PRS LLC, the Bureau, other or sometimes just the Bureau, and collecting annual membership fees to be part of the Bureau. However, I could find no business listing under the North Carolina Corporations Bureau. The Pennsylvania corporations still show the PRS LLC as active. Monday, my daughter mailed her credit card company, this is October 22nd, copies of the documentation they requested showing the transactions and events. She also sent an email to PRS letting them know she had the documentation to her credit card company disputing the charge, which if by law, if the credit card company gives you the money back, it is going to be on the credit card to start now. It'll be on the credit card company. They're going to be coming after PRS, and it'll be a federal offense, I guess, for credit card fraud, because now they're coming after you. You think it's bad being the fact that the person isn't getting their money back, but the credit card company is not going to get their money back. That's even worse than you taking money from the regular person. LLC is a business license. It's like a copyright for a business. LLC is a corporation, licensed corporation. That's what it is. Friday, November 2nd, over a month after the event, PRS still had not refunded her money or credited her card account. LLC is also a license. You have to get a license to run a business, which is, that's what the LLC stamp would be. She sent a demand for an explanation to why PRS had not refunded the money of her ticket to Sergey and to PRS. The last time PRS responded was October 8th. After that time, there had been many more emails that she sent them, and they would not acknowledge them. We attempted to find a legitimate business address and business phone number for them, but there was none on their sales information or their website, nor would they respond to the email, Facebook messages, and posts for this information. Now get this. Camp Paranormal, New Hope Camp, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Since they were advertising a new event, Camp Paranormal, North Carolina, on March 2013, and I'm sure if you look at their website, they're probably still advertising this, at New Hope Camp, selling tickets for it through Eventbrite. They're still selling tickets for another event. I figured PRS would have to give the New Hope Camp their business address and phone number, so I called the camp. The woman at the camp said the PRS had been there the prior weekend for an event, and they had that they had bounced the check for that service. Their check bounced. They had an event, paid the New Hope Camp, but the check bounced. She said that PRS had not booked any event there in March 2013. I sent an email to the woman with the website showing their camp was being advertised for the March 2013 PRS event. The woman from the camp wrote back that they contacted PRS, told PRS that they had to stop using the New Hope Camp information until they signed a contract. The woman at the camp gave me the North Carolina address, Paranormal Research Society, Ryan Buell, Director, 4820 Smith Creek Parkway, number 105, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27612. PRS continued selling tickets to this event through Eventbrite, even though they had not booked the advertised location. At this point, my daughter filed a complaint at the PA Better Business Bureau, Pennsylvania Better Business Bureau, at the PRS. I don't even bother with them, because Better Business Bureau, if you're a member as a business and you sign up to become a member of the Better Business Bureau, if you have your own business, they basically are untouched. If you have a complaint to the Better Business Bureau and they're a member of the Better Business Bureau, I tell you this right now. What they're going to do is the Better Business Bureau is going to say, well, I don't know. There's nothing we can do about it. We don't see any other complaints besides yours. I don't know. Because they're a member. So they're kind of buddy-buddy with the Better Business Bureau if you become a member. So don't bother calling them because it's a joke. The BBB is a joke because that's happened to me before when I had a complaint about a car that I bought that broke down 2 days later. As the PRS is listed as an active LLC in Pennsylvania, the Better Business Bureau listed PRS as believed to be out of business. Joyce, the woman handling the complaint, told me that PRS had four previous complaints and that he failed to answer any of them. She suggested that we file a complaint with the Attorney General immediately. That's not good. Ryan also failed to answer our complaint by continuing to show PRS is out of business. The Better Business Bureau did not display the rating for the PRS. Of course not, because they're probably a member of the Better Business Bureau. Which is a diverse to people still being defrauded by this company, which is very obviously still in business. Ryan had moved PRS to Raleigh, North Carolina this year, so we filed a complaint with the North Carolina Attorney General online. Their phone number, which you want to call if you bought it, if you buy an event through PRS and you get your money taken back, I'm telling you this right now. If they take your money and they do not refund it immediately, here is the Attorney General phone number for North Carolina. 919-716-6400. That's 919-716-6400. This is the Attorney General in North Carolina, where supposedly PRS has their business. They're located in Raleigh. The online complaint for information, this is their website, and write this down, www.ncdoj.gov/complaint.aspx. And that's their website. If you have a complaint, if you buy a ticket and you get ripped off, go on online and file a complaint. This is interesting. Lizzie Borden lockdown. Here's another ripoff. Having not booked the Hard Rock Hotel for the field trip, and now being told they had not booked the New Hope Camp for the upcoming Camp Paranormal, And because of their continued silence in response to many emails and messages that we sent, I began to do an internet investigation of PRS business practices and found that in November 2011, PRS had sold tickets for a Lizzie Borden lockdown at the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast in Fall River, Massachusetts. I found several posts online, even into 2012, May, of people complaining that Ryan had canceled the event and they still had not gotten refunds 6 months later. I called the owner of the bed and breakfast, Leanne. Leanne told me that PRS had called her and discussed the event with her, but when told they would have to leave a deposit to hold the rooms, they said we would get back to Leanne, and she said, as that time grew near, PRS had not called her back, so she tried to contact them, but they would not respond. She said that finally she had to take reservations. She said they never did call her, but the date of the event, a woman flew in out of town for the event, not knowing PRS had canceled it. The woman was stranded there until her plane departed. Leanne said she felt so bad that the expense that the woman had made to get there, she let her stay free in an empty room on the third floor until her plane departed. I was told by one of the Lizzie Borden ticket holders that Ryan had told them he would rebook the event in March, but he never did. I was told he told the ticket holders that Leanne had double booked the hotel when in fact he had never booked it at all. I asked Leanne if PRS had attempted to book it again in 2012, and she said after that one time she did not hear from them again. I told her that I heard Ryan said that she had double booked the site, and she said it was not true. This is PRS and Eventbrite ripping people off. So my advice is, if you see an event that you want to go to and you see the Eventbrite name symbol behind it or the name behind it, don't bother, because more than likely the event will be canceled or you'll be screwed one way or another and you won't get your money back. Just a piece of advice. The woman's who's post I read on Ryan's Facebook still had not gotten a refund from this November 2011 event in May 2012, got back to me and told me she still had not received a refund. I have been contacted with three other people who said they still have not received Lizzie Borden refunds, and I've heard of a fourth who said that she did not get a refund either. I am in contact with other members of the field trip. They, too, asked for and were told they would receive refunds, tickets, and they never did. As with me, PRS is ignoring their emails. My daughter realized she was dealing with the company and with people who were defrauding their customers. She filed a complaint with the FBI cybercrime site on their online website. And if you want that, www.ic3.gov/complaint/default.aspx. Since Ryan has moved his PRS to Raleigh, North Carolina, I contacted ABC Investigative News team. They agreed to look into the business practice of PRS. Since I am not an investigative reporter, I have found out as much as I have about PRS through public resources. I would think that from September to January this month, one of their agencies could have made more progress with the resources having available to them to help PRS out of business. To charge the officers of PRS with crimes of theft and fraud they have committed and start moving them through the criminal justice system toward the ultimate outcome of restitution for the victims for travel expenses and ticket costs and prison time for fraud and theft. My daughter did get her $308, but not through the refund by PRS. She got the funds back through the credit card charge company due to their disputing the charge. PRS never refunded the money, as they have not refunded the monies to the many others who have lost thousands of dollars in airfare, hotels, cost of tickets. Two women came to our Orlando field trip from Oklahoma and spent $2,500 each, and as one said, got nothing for it. Another woman flew in from Ontario, Canada, and had $1,500 expenses, and as of the first of the year, was still waiting for her refund. A young girl and her parents came from Illinois and are out $900 just for the tickets alone. A woman in Massachusetts is over $600 for her two tickets to Lizzie Borden lockdown. And so it goes. And on and on and on, this reads. And they talk about Eventbrite lying to them, saying that we're going to look into this, and if PRS is being is frauding people, we're going to go ahead and we're going to bar them from using our services. But they're still using their services. So Eventbrite apparently doesn't care either. They just sent somebody an email consoling them, making them feel better, but they haven't changed anything. These are business ripoffs and business practices and ripoffs. And this is how this has been going on for a while, event after event, and they're still stealing from people. So I posted this on Facebook, and I wanted to warn people about it so they wouldn't spend money on these tickets, you know, and get ripped off and not have their money refunded to them. And I went to another site. I can't remember the name of it, but I went to another site that's supposed to help people not, and I personally really don't care, but it's the point of the matter. And I posted on there for them, here's something you might want to know to show other people. And I posted on their Facebook. They kicked me to the side, reposted the story, and made it as if it was one of their own that they posted, taking the credit for it. And I thought, okay, I'm rolling my eyes like, okay, bunch of scumbags. Not even a couple of hours later, maybe an hour later, the post that I posted in the other website is already on Eye of the Paranormal site and went from the Eye of the Paranormal site to SciFake site. And everybody all of a sudden is jumping on the story and acting as if it's one of their own. You know, in the first place, Eye Slime of the Paranormal and Rot Gut SciFake is a bunch of scumbags. Don't ever read stories from these people to begin with, because all they do is plagiarize other people's stories and make it as if it's their own. They don't care about the people. They don't care about who knows about the story. They're just excited about bullying other people and posting other things and acting like they're the big tough guy on the block when they're not. They just like to bully other people. Well, apparently they haven't. When I stepped up to the challenge and went after this people several times, they shut their lip, ran off with their tail between their legs, and quite a few times they closed their website down, they shut it down, and went into hiding. So now SciFake is back, posting their website up again, but they're in hiding so no one would know about it. That's how they are. So don't bother going to these scumbag websites. Ripoff.com seems to be the right one to go to for now. But don't believe in any man's word. Believe in the people that are having their tickets being stolen from and their money being taken from them. Because on the bottom of ripoff.com, they're actually, the people that are having their money stolen from are actually thanking the website for reporting it. And you don't see that with Eye on the Paranormal, and you don't see that with SciFake, you don't see that with anybody else. You don't see them thanking anybody. They take other people's stories and put it on their, you know, their website. This is the same people that posted about it's wrong for anybody to be bullying anybody in the paranormal, and it's a bad, you're a bad man for, or a bad person for bullying anybody in the paranormal. Yet when one woman didn't have the answers, when one woman couldn't help them out with the story, he called her the B word. Made fun of her children, basically bullied these people, and then turned around and posted a story about why bullying in the paranormal is wrong. These are scumbags. And I still got evidence on them, and I'm going to continue to keep that evidence as long as I can. And if ever a time comes when they have something to say and they run off at the lip, I'm going to post this evidence. I'm going to talk about this evidence. I'm going to make them look like a fool, just like I always have. I always made these people look like a fool.
And I always will, because in the end, the truth always wins. And in the end, when a person contradicts themselves and lies, and somebody calls them on their lies and their contradictions, they run and hide with their tail between their legs. That's how it always works, you know. That's how it always works. When somebody goes after somebody that calls them on their lying, calls them on their the way they act, or the way they, their scumbagginess, supposedly, and somebody calls them on that, it's always the bullies and the scumbags that run and hide with their tail between their legs. It's always that way. That's how you know when they're true blue, 100% grade A USDA scumbags, is when they run their mouth and hide between their legs like they always do. That's how you always know. We'll be back on the Night Breed Show. Stick around.
It's the Ghost Getter.
Coffee break!
It's about time.
Jackalope Radio.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
I'm Ed Smart, father of a child who was abducted.
I'm John Walsh. Like Ed, I also know the terror of having a child who was kidnapped. But now we have wonderful technology to aid in this battle.
It's called the Amber Alert. It's an early notification system to the public when every second counts.
Amber Alert is a partnership. We want to thank you, the public, broadcasters, transportation, and law enforcement. Amber Alert really works.
Nightbreed warning. Nightbreed warning. Nightbreed warning. Enemy detected. Initializing Iron Maiden sequence. Activate. Kill them. Now, on Jackalope Radio.
Breed Radio.
And away we go!
Welcome back. Yeah. TheNightBreedShow.com to chat. Keyword Ghost Getter. Skype if you want to call in. Yeah. We are here in Texas, outside of Dallas. Love it. Love it. Love Fastway. Oh, boy. So, anyway, I think it's kind of messed up that people out there literally take people's stories and make it their own, practically steal from everyone else and make it their own, and do all kinds of things to other people just for their own benefit. I think it's wrong, and I think it's ridiculous. And frankly, I'm kind of disgusted by some people's actions, especially when it comes to this field. And I wonder so many radio show hosts are switching, and radio shows are getting out of the field because there's no help anymore. There's no help for this field anymore. It's gone beyond that. Can't do nothing for anyone anymore. It's just totally, totally collapsing underneath everyone's feet. Yeah. I think it's Paranormal Posers is the site that I posted on Facebook, and they kicked it aside and made it their own. And I believe they're linked to SciFlake and those people. I think it's really... These are the same people that when I spoke about them, what, 2 years ago, I said, come on to my show, come on to my show, and we'll debate. You have something to say, stand up, and we'll talk about it. And you know, basically called me out, and I called their bluff, and I said, yeah, okay, when you want me on their show, I'll be on there, no problem. I have all the evidence, I have everything I need. I'll come right out and be on your show. When do you want to do this? No answer, no response. And I wrote him again, asked him a question again. When do you want to be on the show? Come on, you're calling me out. I'll come out there and I'll stand up and I'll be on your show. No response again. And then finally, when I went to their, I believe it was their MySpace site at the time, they completely changed the profile, put up a fake picture of somebody else, put up a fake bio of somebody else, changed the entire website to make it look like it was somebody else, but it was still the same website. How stupid are they? How stupid are you when you keep the same website under the same name, so-and-so, scifake.com, .myspace.com, or some idiotic name of a website, but you change the bio and the picture like I'm stupid enough to go, oh, this is not the same people. It must be somebody else. Oh, I guess I got the wrong number. I guess I'll call up later. I guess I didn't realize it must have moved to another state. But it's still like MySpace or SciFake.MySpace. Must be another SciFake. Well, I guess it was somebody else. I must be mistaken. I'm sorry. Never got back with me. Instead, when I called them out again and basically made them shut their website down or went into hiding, he leaves a little note on his website calling me out without using any names like a dirtbag. Oh man, these people are great. Oh boy. Like I say, like I always said, you come and you attack and you be the little bully that you are, but when somebody finally stands up to you and says, you know what, you got something to say to my face, come and say it, they run and hide with their tail between their legs. This is how it always works. Or they get their friends to do their dirty work, which is what they do. Which is what many people do when they come and attack other people. Or when they come after someone else just to be a dirtbag. This is what they always do.
This is the way it always works.
I'm going to go ahead and get one of my friends because I just don't want to talk to him.
Right. Excuse me. What is that in your pants? It looks like a butt, but kind of sticks out like a tail. Is that a tail hiding between the crack of your butt? I think that's what that... Where are you going? Where are you going? I just want to talk. Wimp. I swear. Oh, man, it's funny. People always seem to do that who want to bully. You stand up to these people, they run. I'm telling you. If you stand up to these people, I'm telling you, they will run. You might think they won't, but they will run. Because they're just scared little boys, just like they always are. Scared little boys and girls that come and run their mouth and act like they're King Biscuit on the planet and stand up and be all bold and bullyish and all manly and womanly-like, like they're tough people, thinking that you're going to back down and run from them. But would you stand up to them and you say, you know what? You got something to say. They run and hide. That's the way they always do it. I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with standing up for yourself and staking your case and staking your claim and saying, you know what? What you're doing isn't right. And what you're doing is very wrong. And I think I'm not in the wrong for standing up to you and saying that what you're doing is wrong. And I think that other people should know that what you're doing is wrong. And I think I have that right to do so. And you're not a bad person for standing up for yourself. You're not. Stand up for yourself. Because the true people who believe in what they believe, that is true, and the people that know that the facts are true, and the people that have a belief system and believe in what they feel and believe in what they say and have a passion for what they believe in and have a passion for doing the right thing and having a passion for helping other people will not back down. Those people are the ones that will stand up, and they won't be jerkwaters. They won't be jacktards. These people will stand up. And they're not going to treat you bad at all. I'm telling you. See if you can remember this. This is, I'm big fans of this, of these people. It's the Atlanta comedy team, Sketchworks. Now, I've played this on my show before. It's a parody of Paranormal State. It's just funny as hell. And I'm a big fan of these people. And I believe the actors of this know who I am and know that I am a big fan of these, of Sketchworks and this parody. Because about a week ago, I got a follow. Someone's following me on Twitter. And I looked into this group. I believe they're a comedy or ghost group, comedy act, or whatever they are. And I believe two of these actors are the ones that are on Paranormal Estate, which is the Sketchworks crew. And I wrote them an email, although I did not get back to read it, if they responded or not. But I told them I'm a big fan of this Sketchworks, and I believe they are following me on Twitter. Keyword, The Nightbreed Show, if you want to find out. But this is a great bunch of people. Funny as all get out. And the Chip Coffee parody, especially him sounding like Chip Coffee, acting like Chip Coffee, is just superb. I love this.
Okay, guys, our case involves a possible poltergeist. Oh, yes. I've invited Chip Coffee, our psychic medium.
Great.
Good idea.
Right. Does he know anything about this?
No, he knows nothing about the case.
Right into the camera, Ryan.
Chip Coffee knows nothing about the case.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm going to write that down.
Oh, good, thank
so
you.
So we don't forget.
I'll record you writing that. He knows nothing about...
Yep, Chip knows absolutely nothing.
No, Chip, I have not discussed the case with you. Is that right?
That's right, Ryan. You have not discussed this case with me. You have not discussed anything with me other than what we discussed last night at the Shoney's. And I will tell you what, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm sensing an angry, evil spirit up in here.
Right.
Right up in here exactly. In my heart. That's right. In my heart. Do you know why? Where are you staying with the girls? Where did they put you up?
I love that. By the way, I love this guy. He sounds just like Chip Coffee. It's just amazing.
With the Hilton.
You're at the Hilton Hotel. Is that right? Do you know where I'm staying?
No.
I'm at the Knight's Inn. Mm-hmm. The Knight's Inn off of the access road on the highway. It has a neon sign. Mm-hmm. It is $29.95 a night is what it is. That the jacuzzi tub is right next to my bed.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. And I am smelling water and chlorine all night. If I roll over, I get my feet wet.
Okay, it's paranormal activity in the chlorine.
There is going to be some paranormal activity in the chlorine if I don't get to stay at the Hilton where you are. Now, okay. I tell you what I did do is I brought my Parcheesi boards and my games. If you want now, you know, you could come over and... We can play, and it's very easy and convenient.
All right. So we can discuss the case later.
We can do that later.
Okay.
But now, I guess, yeah.
We should probably meet the client.
Let's go meet the client.
Okay.
I swear to God, it is hotter than a pig on a stick in here. God, get your hands off me, Ryan. Here, y'all shape up. Here comes your client.
Hey, y'all. I'm so glad y'all are here. We been plumb scared to death around here.
It's Paula Deen, y'all. Y'all so stupid to know who the hell she is.
Yeah. Now, Paula, could you please explain exactly what's been occurring?
Yes, well, I usually keep fresh butter sticks on the kitchen counter in case one of my boys wants a midnight snack. And the other night I went in there, and some of them are missing and half eaten. Look at that.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but I am sensing that what we are most likely dealing with here, Miss Deen, is a butter demon.
Yeah,
that's right.
It sounds like a butter demon.
It's a butter demon, Miss Deen, and I don't mean to margarinize the whole thing, but I will tell you this. This is an angry butter demon.
You know, that ain't all. Then I heard these strange moaning sounds, so I went and got me one of them Ouija boards to try to communicate with the old booger bear. I lost that little triangle thing. So what I've been using is my great-grandma's buttermilk biscuit instead.
Oh, my goodness. Paula Deen, I will tell you right now, and I'm telling you this as your friend and a big fan of yours, that you are trucking with the devil. The devil. Because you are what you are doing with your grandmother's buttermilk biscuit is you are opening a portal. You are opening a portal to the world of the damned.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this. You know about opening portals, don't you, Ryan?
I do.
Ryan knows a lot about opening portals. We got it on tape once.
I recorded it.
You got it on tape. And you are going to be looking at serious trouble.
Well, I sure hope trouble's hungry, because I'm making up some Charleston scallops drizzle with Eagle Brand milk to make his old tortured soul happy.
This is serious. You're actually feeding the demon?
Well, of course I am. Ain't nobody going hungry in Paula's house.
This is very, very serious, Ryan.
It is. Chip, are you ready for a dead time?
I'm ready for dead time.
What's dead time?
It's actually when we turn on the infrared cameras.
That's
and
right.
We attempt to communicate with the demon.
That's right. We are going to turn out all the lights, and we are going to remove the power from this butter demon, and we will hear things, Miss Deen.
Yeah.
We will hear things much like you cannot hear with the human hearing, but I will sense with my psychic tendrils. For example, like you might sense a dog whistle or somebody who's in severe trouble but does not have a larynx. They are in dire straits, but you cannot hear them. And so we will hear these things. Is that right, Ryan?
Absolutely.
We will hear them.
Right.
We will hear, what was that? Did y'all hear that?
Hear what? Exactly.
I think it's time we try to communicate. I think it's time for dead time. What do you think, Chip?
Yes, I think it's time for dead time, Ryan.
Do you mind if my boys help? I mean, Jamie and Bobby have been so brave during this time, I told them y'all might need them.
Well, that's not necessary.
Jamie and Bobby, come on out and meet the team!
Hey, Mama.
Oh, ain't they sweet and so brave?
Now, I'll protect you, Mama. I'll protect you real good.
No, Mama, I'm a bigger, braver boy than him. I'm not afraid of anything. One time I opened a soda pop can and it popped, I didn't even jump.
Your boys have extremely large tools, and I think that they could be a tremendous help to us.
Boys, now look, let's listen to Ryan, okay?
Okay, guys, we're going to need to power down, because we're about to go into dead time.
Dead time, boys. Power down.
No one can suck ectoplasm like us.
That's true.
Out of here, Marie, and I'm not even kidding.
Give us a sign of your presence if you are here.
This is a very arrogant spirit, y'all. He is not. He says we will never snatch him. We will not snatch him.
Oh, my stars. Is that ghost talking to you?
Yes, ma'am. He is. That ghost is talking to me. He says he is angry, Paula Deen. He says his cholesterol is up 300 points.
That's because he ate my fried bacon weave the other night. Ask him how it was.
Ask him about that.
What was that? Did y'all hear that?
In the name of Archangel Michael, you're not welcome here anymore.
The temperature is dropping. The thermal readings are going bananas.
Does he want a banana pudding? Because I have my mama's recipe for the best banana pudding ever.
Get out of this house, you unclean spirit. In the name of Cheese Whiz and Mary Poppins, y'all better scram.
Oh my God! Are we getting this on film? What in the world?
Get out of this house, you unclean spirit! Go on, move on to the light! Move on to the next world! Move on up to the east side!
Lord of mercy, that's my husband, Michael!
Demon, get out of Michael! Get out of him!
No! It's my husband, Michael!
Stand back, I have holy water!
He's not afraid to use it, you sons of bitch!
A ghost, that's my husband Michael, y'all. Oh, Lord of mercy, Michael, I forgot all about you. You must have been under that pile of laundry for days. No wonder you was hungry and eating all the food in the house.
Final director's log. The Dean's house is clean. Just another day in the Paranormal Research Society.
My heavens, you just love hearing yourself talk, don't you? You think you are so pretty. You think you're so pretty. I just get you like that. Well, Miss Deen, I don't believe this was anything paranormal at all. I think that funny feeling I had in my tummy, aside from the that I ingested earlier today, was just my hunger. I was hungry.
Well, that's music to my ears. Let's get some grease in that deep fryer and fry up some mayonnaise sandwiches, okay? Well. I can't thank y'all enough for saving the day. And as always, love and best dishes from my family to yours.
So that's the Atlanta Comedy Sketch Artists, Sketchworks, the Atlanta Comedy Team. I need to find them so I can interview them on my show. These guys are great. I've been playing that for, a couple of years now, and I still laugh at that. The uncanny sound. He sounds just like Chip Coffee. I wish I could get him on the show. I need to find these people so I can get them on my show, because they're just hilarious. I love those guys. That's Paranormal Estate, ESTATE, not state, Paranormal Estate. You can find it on YouTube. Just look up Paranormal Estate and look up the Atlanta Team Sketchworks. The Comedy Team Sketchworks on YouTube. We'll be back on the Nightbreed Show. Stick around with more funny stuff. Here's some funny news out there. I think you're just going to laugh your butt off at this one. Stick around.
Warning. Biohazard threat detected in the Queen's sector. Launching the Queen's Reich on the population now on the Nightbreed Show. We'll be right back.
time I live, you say you won't be there, and you're always there. Every time I cry your name at night, you pull close and say it's alright. I look in your eyes just like the rain, washing me red, wash over me. Touching your face, I feel the heat of your heartbeat echo in my head like a scream. What you do to me? Waiting so long, I can't wait another day without you. Chasing it out. Grows longer every day. Fortunes are lost on the women I've seen, but without you.
Show. Those of you out there in chat tonight, thenightbreedshow.com, Cat, my assistant, quote me on that, the mod, Richard, who would be now Deb,
Welcome, Coco, Spooky, Servicehead, Ruth, Ima, Wannabe, and of course, Spooky's going to be calling in soon. Yeah. Love you guys, always. Of course, you know, I tried to, Boo Boo wants to speak on the radio. Go ahead. Hey, go ahead. Say something. You have to turn the mic on. Yeah, the switch. Turn it on. There you go.
What happened?
Nothing. The switch was off. You're okay. I can hear you.
On.
It's on.
Grandpa?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Am I what?
A game.
You're what? Playing a game?
What's a Caillou game?
You're watching Caillou. Are you watching Caillou?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, here we go. Say, hello, cat.
Uh-oh.
Say, hello, cat.
What happened?
Jamie. Huh? Say, hello, cat.
Hello, cat.
Hello, quote.
Hello, quote.
Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hello, who it be now?
Hello, who it be now?
Hello, Deb.
Hello, Deb.
Say hello, Coco, which is Grandma. Say hello, Grandma.
Hello, Grandma.
Hello, Spooky.
Huh?
Say hello, Spooky.
Hello, Poo-Poo.
Not Poo-Poo. Hello, Spooky.
Hi, Spooky.
Yes. Say hello, Service.
Hello, Service.
Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Ruth.
And hello, Ima.
Hello.
And welcome to Jackalope Radio.
And welcome to Jackalope Radio.
And the Nightbreed Show.
And the Nightbreed Show.
With Ghost Gator. Grandpa Ghost Gator.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said hello with Grandpa Ghost Gator.
What?
Anyway, he's just going to stay on there, I guess. He's just going to just keep rambling on. Here's
yeah.
Yeah, you are. He's my co-host for the night. Here's a pretty funny story here. Bigfoot. A guy dressed as Bigfoot and got run over by two cars because he was being a jackass in the highway. Dressed up as Bigfoot and got hit by a car and got killed.
Troopers say Randy Lee Tenley was wearing a ghillie suit when he was out on Highway 93 on Sunday night. That's a type of three-dimensional camouflage. Here's an example of what those suits can look like. Troopers say Tenley's getup played a big role in his death. They say he was in the right-hand lane of Highway 93 South when a 15-year-old Summers girl hit him.
He probably would not have been very easy to see at all.
Another car swerved, and a third car, troopers say driven by a 17-year-old girl, ran him over.
It appears the pedestrian was well into the driving lane.
Officials closed Highway 93 for 2 hours on Sunday night as firefighters directed traffic and officers investigated. What they found is troubling.
According to his companions, he was out there in the ghillie suit attempting to incite a sighting of Bigfoot to make people think they had seen a Sasquatch.
But dispatchers received no calls of the sort, just the one that sent emergency crews rushing to the scene. Sunday night's incident is still under investigation. We'll keep following this story and keep you updated with the latest. In Kalispell, Scott Zoltan, NBC Montana.
What a dummy. See, is that guy a dummy or what? You have to turn your mic on. Is that guy a dummy or what? He acted like he was a Bigfoot. He went out into the freeway yelling, and then he got hit by a car. And he got run over. What a dummy. Oh, funny man. Okay, something happened here.
Okay. Baby Shark.
I got kind of slowed down, so give it a second. Hello, Spooky.
Did you know you're off the air?
No, I did not know that.
I don't know what that music is playing, but I know it's definitely not you.
Oh, boy. Not good. Let's try it again. Maybe it'll work. Ah, interesting. I must come back on there and try and fix it. Yeah, that sucks. Oops. Maybe it'll work now. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think it was my DRS kind of came on and went back off again. I don't know. It's showing that I'm back on the air, but I may have got kicked off again.
Well, Sid is saying this is not GG.
Yeah. Saying I'm not, of course.
Oh, you wouldn't believe that music playing. I mean, that is nothing that you would play.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's what we call lounge music.
It's probably Richard Cheese.
I don't know.
Could be Richard Cheese.
Deb said she thought it was the dog next door yodeling again.
I don't know. I think my player showed messed up and came back on. I don't know why. I don't know why it did that. It should not be doing that at all. It shows that I'm back on the air, but I may not be.
I don't know. That nobody is saying that you're back. I just typed into chat to let him know when he's back on the air, and nobody's coming up with you're back on the air. They're still coming up with that awful music. and I'm being kind.
Yeah. I'm telling her to refresh because shows I'm on. Yeah, I don't see no point in calling if I only have 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
Because he may not even be in the studio.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Then I'd have to go up and get my phone and all that.
You'll,
I tell you what, I should
podcast this anyway, right?
Oh, I always podcast it. Let me see. Let me go to live stream. Says Jackalope's on the air, but I'm not. Which is showing that I'm on the air. Weird. I told her it's showing I am. Cat keeps asking me, it says you're not on the air, but it's showing I am on the air. It's running like I am. Goober? there we go. Uh-oh. I don't know my live stream name.
You don't know your live stream name?
I can't remember it. I have it saved, and I was trying to fix my computer earlier, and it... Oh, boy. Nope. It says invalid channel name. See, it's supposed to save my passwords when I clean my computer up, and it doesn't. And it doesn't like it says it is. Blame that on Kat. She said, click to save passwords, and it doesn't do that. Hold on. You try and fix it. It says invalid channel name.
Kat says it's showing Jackalope on the player.
Just because it's showing Jackalope doesn't mean I'm not on it.
I'm sure.
Let's see what they're playing right now. Nope, it's not me.
No, not by a long shot.
I don't know what that is they're playing now, but I did put that cat. It's not working. She said, put Ghost Cutter in there. It's not working. I did put that as a username. It didn't show it. See? Invalid channel name. That's what it says. Oh, okay. I see.
Cat sent you a link.
Yeah, but it's not
letting me do it right. It's not letting me do it the way... See, now it's asking me the channel name when it never does before. Okay. So I'm in live stream now. So you can tell her, tell people in chat I'm in live stream now. I can't help that. It always does that. It says camera in use. Why is it saying camera in use and it's not showing me? That's because it's being blocked? Why is the camera not working? Okay. Showing the camera is not working now.
Yeah, I'm showing you offline.
On live stream?
Yeah.
How's it offline?
I don't know, but it's like a test pattern.
Okay. And it won't let me get off the air to do it again. So I'm going to have to do it again. Why in the world wouldn't it not let me? See, I had trouble with this the last time getting on here. When I tried to get on live stream, it was causing problems before. Don't ask me why, but it was doing this before, and it kept jacking up on me. And now I'm trying to get on there again, and it's not letting me. Okay. Connect, you butt munch. Checking camera activity. It's showing that my camera... There I go. Thank you.
Please wait as he looks stupid.
As he looks stupid.
Hey.
As he looks stupid.
There you are.
Now I hear an echo.
That's because I had my sound on. When I call on Skype, I have to mute everything except Skype.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I hate it when that happens on Jackalope because a lot of people are going to be ticked off and not going to listen to my show. They're going to get fed up and they're going to, you know, take me off the air because every week it seems to cut me off, especially Thursday night, 10 o'clock. You lose listeners when it happens. There's a thing about it when I was in school that says any dead air or cut off on the air, you lose listeners by the second. So... That's
well, some people don't like live stream. Like I go to live stream, I'm on there now, and it'll freeze up my computer. And I can go anywhere else, and live stream's the only one that does it.
I think it depends on how much space, how much speed you have the camera running or the live stream running. I think you can change the speeds on it or something.
Yeah.
Especially when you're broadcasting. I was in there talking about the Bigfoot, the guy that got run over. He was trying to do a Bigfoot hoax, running into the middle of the highway with a suit on, and he got hit by two cars and run over. what a dumbass. Now, you're going to like this one. This is the...
you know, if he's going to walk along a busy highway dressed as Bigfoot, he deserves to get hit.
This one's a good one. You're going to like this one. In the ghetto, in the hood, there are people over there claiming that they've seen a leprechaun that lives in a tree.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton.
Listen to some of these comments that people say, these interviews.
In community, many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff and it told him to get up in a
tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yes, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wards off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
They had a little sketch. Somebody had a sketch of what he saw. It was a round circle with a hat on it. I was like, what's that supposed to do? I've been looking
at... You know what? The first guy they interviewed, I didn't understand a word he said.
Yeah.
People will believe anything when they're on enough drugs.
This, you know, I've been coming across these funny stories over the last few hours that's been rolling in. Here's another one. This is an intruder that broke into somebody's house in the projects. they tried to attack this girl. Listen to what her cousin says about it.
This terrifying moment for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her. The woman screamed. Her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville. WFF 48's Elizabeth Gentle caught up with the victim. Elizabeth, emotions were running high.
And Mark, the woman, the victim, tells us that a man broke into her house and tried to rape her. Her brother went in and he tried to help her out, but the man got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit. Kelly Dodson was asleep with a little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
Dodson says her attacker used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge, open the upstairs window, and then he got in bed with her.
He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
You're going to love this guy.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose and went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your T-shirt. You done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
A crime scene investigator photographed and dusted for prints on the lid of the garbage can and the window pane and ledge. Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know that, so you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Now, if you have any information on this crime, you're urged...
Got a rapist in Lincoln Park snatching up your people.
He raping everybody up here.
Even your husbands, he's raping everybody. Oh my goodness.
Now you heard the one with the haunted toaster, right?
No.
You never heard that one?
No,
the woman,
I've never heard the one with the haunted toaster that I can remember.
The woman with the haunted toaster. Oh, that was great. I played it, I think, once before, but it's been a little while. This is great. You'll love this one.
Right here where it says put one slice, we heard, I am the devil.
What kind of voice did the devil have?
A very low voice, I'd say, sounded like Eli Wallach.
Have you saved any of this satanic post?
Yes, I did save it because I wanted to be sure that somebody else would see it. Now this one, can you see that, Richard? Satan lives. just terrible.
Is the toaster still possessed?
We still have trouble off and on with it, yes. Oh, see, now it's...
just lower it down.
It seems to be aware.
It's not working.
Oh!
Why have you kept this toaster?
Well, Richard, you know, when all is said and done, it makes good toast.
For today, Boyd Matson, NBC News, Boca Raton, Florida.
It blew a blue flame.
Oh, my goodness.
It blew a blue flame out of it. Oh!
Well, when all's said and done, it makes good toast, hey?
Satan lives.
My goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, there's just a whole bunch of these. Oh, boy.
Amazing. It's amazing.
And did you hear the welfare queen?
No.
Oh, you like this one. This is the welfare queen in California.
Okay, EBT is basically about electronic benefit transfer, and it's basically about welfare and having children and just for money, just for the state, so the state of California can pay for WIC, GR, food stamps, daycare. I mean, the state of California, I mean, if you want EBT, the state of California is the best place to get your money. They'll pay you the most. And yeah, it's like $221 for GR and about $179 for food. That's for each person. So, yeah. You get free daycare, you get free food, you can go to fast food restaurants now. Domino's Pizza is accepting EBT.
Oh,
McDonald's,
goodness.
I haven't saw a sign for McDonald's. Subway, you can take your EBT card. Like, you get $221 in cash. You get free daycare. So if you have four kids or six kids, you get money for free daycare. So all of them can go to daycare. Most people, they have their friend as the daycare person, and they split the money. I heard all about it. And they split the money for that. And then you have the cash that they give you, and then the lights and gas and the free home. I mean, who would want to work in America? This is what the taxpayers are paying for.
Well, that just pissed me off. Do you hear that on the news where people on that are getting welfare benefits are cashing them at liquor stores and strip joints?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Take your card in there and they can get money because they like credit cards.
I don't understand. What I'm not understanding is the fact that, okay, we had this woman's last comment. Nobody in America has to work because your taxpayers are paying for it.
That's the part that pissed me off.
I mean, how do you think you're getting taxpayers to pay for it? Because they're working, you moron.
That's like that idiot woman says, I'm going to vote for Obama because he gave me a free phone. Well, you know what? Too bad. Those free phones only have 250 minutes on them a month.
They're crap phones.
They're crap phones.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they are. They're track phones. And I say this because I know someone who actually has one.
Yeah, my stepdaughter got one.
Track phones. You get 250 free minutes a month. When you use those up, you have to buy any more minutes over that. Yeah. And you have to make at least one phone call a month to keep your phone.
My step.
And the time does not build up. If you only use like 5 minutes... On the first of the month, when they download your phone, you only get five extra. You only get five more minutes. It's just 250 minutes.
Yeah, my stepdaughter has one of those kinds of phones, and she never uses it.
Now, there's nothing wrong. Some track phones are really nice, but these are the crappy track phones.
She never even took it out of the box. That's funny.
But a lot of places nowadays, though, are cashing those EBT cards and the link cards, which it's called something else, but the link card is like food stamps.
I didn't know
a lot
you
of places
could,
are taking them now.
Yeah, I didn't know you could use those things at fast food restaurants.
I didn't either, but apparently, I'm going to, you know what, I'll be uptown tomorrow. I'm going to check out Domino's Pizza and see if they have a machine that takes that.
I figure maybe it's one of those California things.
Could be. Could be. I wonder if you can also get your tip when you deliver that pizza. Do you have to go to Domino's to get your pizza? Or does the delivery boy have one of those machines that they can swipe that card?
I have no idea. I imagine you probably have to go there to buy it.
What gets me is being able to cash your EBT card in a strip joint.
Well, I'm sure you can go there to buy it because, you know, they all have Lincoln Navigator vehicles to get there.
I'm sure. They drive better vehicles than I do.
Yeah, no kidding. So did you read that whole story of Ryan Buell and his...
Yes, I read the whole thing, and I want to tell you. I believe the story. I really do. The woman has a lot of detail, and she has documented a lot of things.
Right.
And I realize that, and I'm not even sure if he really had cancer or not, but let's just say he does, just for argument's sake. That still is no excuse for being a thief. And if he is pulling fraud, then that's exactly what he is. He's a thief.
Yeah, that's just so wrong, that whole thing.
Yes, it is. I looked it up. LLC means limited liability company, and what that means is that if you have a company that is a member of LLC, then it helps you for any legal fees or any action taken against your company, but it doesn't do that on partnerships. And I think I read where Ryan Buell's little thing was a partnership.
Right.
But it doesn't cover you if you commit fraud or any illegal acts.
Right. Okay.
Also, what that woman probably didn't know is that even though the Better Business Bureau may not have helped her, she could still go to the Federal Trade Commission. Because if he's licensed, and he's licensed it as a company, and he's advertising he does by putting LLC behind PRS,
right,
then you can report them to the Federal Trade Commission, and then the Federal Trade Commission steps in.
Well, I'm certain they probably do have that LLC on the back of it because, you know, of who they are.
They have to be a member to have that on there.
Right. Huh.
So otherwise, if they're advertising that they're LLC, which actually is insurance, basically is what it is. It's basically insurance. But if they're putting LLC on there, they have to be a member, or they're doing that fraudulently to make people think they're insured. And it makes them look legit.
I can't believe they're the kind of people that... I can't believe they would do that. It's just... I don't know. I just can't believe it. That... Well, I do believe that happens. That kind of thing happens. It's just a complete surprise to me. It's a shock to me that this is actually going on, to be honest with you.
Well, of all people, though, Ryan Buell. I mean, he had a successful... Whether or not we liked everything that happened on that show, he had a successful show on A&E.
Right. Yeah, it was.
As a matter of fact, they showed a marathon of Paranormal State, I think it was yesterday or the day before, on A&E.
Right. So, and they left on their own accord. It wasn't something where it was canceled.
Yeah. But if he's booking events that he hasn't even booked, you know, taking reservations for events that he hasn't even booked, that's fraud.
Right.
And like the Lizzie Borden house, this woman actually went there and they gave her a free room because they felt sorry for her. They let her stay there one night for free. And they said that he wasn't even booked there.
That's ridiculous right there. And for them to continue to have it posted on their website that they're still having this event and then cancel it the night before and then turn around and tell people, don't tell anybody that I wrote you this email.
That's something else, too, because when you cancel an event,
an event, when people book these events, they keep going to your website because they keep track of it, especially when they're spending a lot of money. You put a big notice on your website for everybody. You don't send an email saying, well, don't tell anybody.
Right. So I'm completely, I was looking for answers such as thinking in the back of my head, well, maybe it's somebody saying it's PRS, you know, somebody that's copycatting them and stealing money from other people, or somebody saying that they're Ryan Buell or something like that, but they've actually showed up at some of their events. Like they claim that Ryan showed up at one, but he had to leave early because he got sick. But
well, that's understandable, but he showed up.
Yeah.
But if there's somebody out there doing this in his name, if he's not doing it and there's somebody out there doing this in his name, then Ryan Buell needs to get on the stick and start checking this out, because that is defaming his name and his reputation.
Yeah. But for him to show up at some of the events, it pretty much tells me they're the ones that are doing it.
And I also read that he, even though they closed the place in, I think the name of it was College, Pennsylvania.
Right.
That he still has three other offices. So it's not a two-man operation like he's claiming if he has three offices.
Right. I don't know. And then what also gets me about this whole mess is the fact that I just posted it a little bit, just advance warning, and give some people a heads up in case they needed to know about what was going on, in case they bother buying these tickets to these events, or, you know, to just keep an eye out, and be very wary and be careful what's going on. And then to turn around and, you know, the story that I posted, I was just posting what somebody else said, and then they kicked me aside, and then they turned around and posted as their own type of story. I was kind of, I was thinking, you know, that's pretty disgusting, because all I'm doing is trying to help someone else, and you're benefiting, you know, as Paranormal State is trying to benefit from people's money, you're trying to benefit from people's story. So you're no different than they are.
Exactly.
It's just disgusting.
And a lot of these people, they don't really check these things out. They don't really go in and check things out or make phone calls or anything, because they think, oh, wow, I'm going to get to meet Ryan Buell and Sergey or whatever the heck his name is. And they don't, and that's all they've got on their mind is they're going to meet a celebrity.
Sergey.
His name is.
Sweegee.
So you got to really check these things out. I don't care, you know, who. I don't care if Jason Haas is putting on an event. Check it out.
Who names their American kid Sergey anyway? If you're
an
American.
Well, that last name is about a foot long.
I can understand. Well, I guess that's a Russian name, because you have, you know, like Stars had Sergey Zubov, spelled differently, but, you know. But I don't know where he's. He doesn't talk out of the ordinary, like, you must find ghost. You must find ghost now. It's dead time. It is. I don't know how to speak Russian. I don't know.
But it. I don't know. It just, you know, of all people to do it, because he seems so honest. I mean, you know. He gave you the impression that he was really religious.
Yeah, he did.
Because he dealt with a lot of demons.
Exactly. He actually, and Irene is not very convinced of these shows, and she doesn't like them, and she doesn't watch them. But she actually believed in them, because Paranormal State, meaning someone's mental state, that they were trying to prove that it was more than just a paranormal thing, that was somebody's mental condition, somebody was mentally having problems. Right. And that's why she believed them, because they were more trying to solve someone's mental condition than they did, you know, saying that everything was a ghost.
Well, he actually kind of reminded me of you, because he would go in thinking that they had demons.
Right.
he looked at everything as almost as, he may not come right out and say it, but it was like he looked at everything almost like, well, it's either their mental state, their imagination, or it's something demonic.
Right.
So,
but they never got, they don't get the same results that I've gotten. I think because he puts coins on everything like it's supposed to fix everything.
You know? You hear my train going by?
Yeah.
They're early tonight.
You can put a coin on everything and it doesn't matter because the people who live there is the one, if they believe it or not believe it, they're the ones that are going to, you know, the problem's going to be solved.
Well, that's true. They're the ones that need help. It doesn't matter if something is actually going on there or not. Those people need help. And they need to be shown if they have something in their home, or maybe, you know, give them another reason why they think that there's something going on.
Yeah, if you come in and you bless the place.
That would help them. You know, it would make them feel better.
Yeah, but if you don't believe in it, if you're a priest and you come in and bless the place, it doesn't mean it's going to solve anything. Because
well,
if you don't if you don't believe it actually works, or if you don't believe in it, period, then it ain't going to work.
Well, that's true. The only thing you're really doing is, besides wasting your time, is just making the people feel better.
Then you just see in the end, they say, they're still having paranormal problems, but they learn to live with it. What?
Yeah.
You don't learn to live with it.
But I just... There are too many people out there now that are frauding people. You know, you don't need someone famous doing it too.
No. And I'm seeing a lot of other events being canceled lately. I'm starting to think that, like I was saying earlier, it's collapsing underneath everyone's feet. And it's starting.
It is.
It's getting to the point where it's just nobody really cares anymore, because I don't really see the 50, 60 event posts anymore like you used to see them. I don't see people doing as much as they used to, or, you know, especially the groups are doing a lot more things underground and not really.
The thing of it is, too, a lot of them that we know are post, that do post events, they're not getting the names they used to get either.
Right. So it's almost like they all just decided, you know, I'm just going to go. The real legitimate people that want to find out stuff are the ones that are posting their EVPs or posting videos on Facebook, but they're really not. You don't hear them mentioning events. You don't hear them mentioning, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, trying to be famous. They just post their audio and their video on Facebook, and that's about all you see from them. You don't see any more.
Well, if you notice, a lot of them, too, are having falling outs with their partners.
Yeah, I've been noticing that a lot.
A lot of groups are splitting up. There's something going on within the groups that they're not sticking together. They either don't think that they're getting famous quick enough, or it's arguments within how, you know, how things should be run or something. But it just seems like that they're splitting up. And then one goes off and says something about this person, and one goes off and says something about this person. And there's just so much drama in there. It's just it's like a soap opera.
Right. That's the whole purpose. That's why. That's how you get a TV show. You be dramatic.
Yeah, like Amish Mafia.
Yeah, that's a lovely one.
That is a train wreck that I just can't help but watch.
Oh, I hate that show.
Have you watched a full episode of it?
No, I watched about 5 seconds and that's it. I can't do it.
I'm gonna tell you something about that show. I think the show is kind of stupid, okay? But it makes you wonder, do these religious organizations really have something like that is doing the church's dirty work?
Well, I just don't believe, if the Amish are the people that can't have pictures taken, they don't use modern technology, why is this guy standing there with a video camera in front of him after driving up in an Escalade and he gets on his cell phone?
That's not an Escalade. That's a Mercedes.
Oh, okay. Okay, there's a big difference. And then it's an Amish
and that's
Mercedes.
Else too. They're not supposed to drive automobiles.
Right. And we're talking cell phones. And they have the nerve to go after some guy at a hotel for sleeping with some chick.
Yeah.
First of all, you're breaking the rule because you got a cell phone. You got a car. and you have a video camera there stuck in your face.
Oh, and all these people coming to them with their problems. And the one that got me, I like to died laughing, was this guy come in and complained about this woman next door hanging her underwear on the clothesline near his house.
Hey, oh, by the way, I will say this much, because my stepson's a big fan of, what's that show, Duck Dynasty?
Yeah.
They were here in, he was telling me that somebody spotted him at here at town, in town at Chick-fil-A, yesterday, hanging out at Chick-fil-A, because that where they are in Louisiana, that town of Louisiana is only a few hours away from here, so it doesn't surprise me.
It's practically on the border, because I every once in a while they'll mention a place in Texas.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be at this next month. They're supposed to be at the Windstar Casino here in Oklahoma.
Just their Christmas special.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I saw a couple
where,
of them.
Where I think it was Uncle Si played an elf.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he asked that kid. The kid wanted crayons and a sketching pad and all kind of, you know, artist stuff. And he says, "You want to be an artist?" And she said, "Yes." He says, "There's no money in that." And then that one girl that wanted a pony, he sat there and he says, "I tell these kids how it is." That one kid that wanted a pony, he says, "Don't." He looked at Santa. He says, "Don't give her a pony. They're too much trouble, and I don't think she'd take care of it."
I saw it up to the part where he refused to wear the elf suit.
He didn't wear the ears.
Yeah.
And then he walked in there and sat on a cooler or something. I don't know what it was. But you know what? That's about as redneck as you can get is the people on that show.
Yeah, Monroe, Louisiana. It's only a few hours from here. Because I have a person I was working with that transferred over to Monroe, Louisiana, about 6 months ago, maybe a year, close to a year, I guess. And she works in Monroe, so it's not too far from here. So,
some of those shows I really like. You know, I don't watch, okay, I don't watch that particular show.
Mm-hmm.
But I catch an episode of it every once in a while if there's nothing else on. I do watch Amish Mafia because that's like a train wreck ready to happen. And then last Sunday, Mob Wives came on again with the original women.
Right.
I like that show. But well, I'm biting at the bit waiting for Deadliest Catch to come back.
Well, Deadliest Catch is what I've been thinking about those guys a lot lately because they've been having some nasty storms in Alaska. Mm-hmm. And they've just had an earthquake about a week ago there.
Yeah.
And tsunami warning. So I'm kind of wondering how they're doing over there right about now.
Well, that's true. Because they're, you know, I mean, they're up there. Their job is considered the deadliest job.
There ain't no way in hell I'd do it. No way in the world I'd do that.
No, me neither. Another one I would do, though, is ice road truckers. If I had known about that, I'd have been up there driving those ice roads.
Well, I watched that show and I stopped watching it.
I could stay working 3 months and then taking the rest of the year off.
I watched that show for a little while and I just stopped watching it because it just
got... started getting silly, too.
Got to be the same thing over and over. And then they started going to some other country and driving down dangerous roads.
Well, that's what ruined it for me was when they left the Northwest.
Yeah.
That's what did it for me.
Yeah. And I think,
Whale Wars is another one, but every once in a while it gets a little boring, especially when they spend 3 or 4 weeks, you know, looking for the Japanese whaling ships, and then when they find them, there's only 2 weeks left in the season.
I think they tried to come back, but it wasn't long, didn't last long.
No, it didn't.
But I do watch, I'm getting back to the regular shows like Person of Interest, the ones that actually have a plot. I've actually liked since Christopher Maloney, I guess is his name, left SVU. I actually like SVU better now than I did with him on it. It's actually more interesting. So I'm getting back to that now.
Yeah, that show was pretty good there for a while. What was that? Special Victims Unit?
Yeah, it's getting better. I think it's actually better than it used to be. So I've been kind of watching that a lot more lately. And Person of Interest, because that's pretty cool. Because I'm a big fan of the actor from that show. And just regular shows. Fringe was on tonight, so I need to go watch that. And some other stuff, but not as much reality TV as I used to. There's no point.
Yeah, I have my shows, and then that's it. You know, I don't really watch anything else. I might flip through the channels if something looks good. I'll watch it, but
yeah,
I don't really watch that much TV anymore.
Well, so, all right, I guess we need to get off here because we're over now.
Oh, we're way over now. Okay, well, I hope everybody has a safe weekend, and I will talk to you Friday.
And I'll have them post this on the podcast, because they've been posting my shows on podcast, or up on the Nightbreed, or the Jackalope website lately in the archives. They've been putting this up, so I have all the shows in most of December, and lately it's been putting them back up in the archives, so you can go to the archives and listen now, finally.
Okay, well, you have a great weekend too.
All right, I'll talk to you later. As spooky, everybody. Awesome as always. It's spooky. Spooky time, spooky time, spooky time, spooky time.
T virus has been injected. The Nightbreed show will self-destruct in 30 seconds. Listeners will be disintegrated in 15 seconds. Well, don't blame me. Blame Goss Getter. You're all going to die down there. And it's all his fault.
I'd like to thank everybody tonight for coming by the show and appreciate it. Even though last second I got cut off, it's been my fault because the DRS popped up by now or continue. And usually that happens every 3 hours. And I forgot, didn't realize I had my DRS up more than 3 hours. That's why that popped up. And it'll cut everything off until I hit continue. So that was my mistake, and but it was completely my fault. But until next week, the Mike Goes Getter Show next Thursday night, 10 Central. Yes. Ooh. And Nightbreed Show next Friday. I shall see you. Say see you from the Ghost Getter. And, of course, Boo Boo, who chimed in our show as a co-host for a little bit. Yeah. So until next week, everybody, see ya.